Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our question and answer series, we were talking about the question of whether a person that has been divorced should be remarried. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.
Speaking by permission is led of the Holy Ghost, not Paul's personal opinion. This is what he's writing. So what he's writing is not going back to what the Bible commanded. He is writing in the Old Testament. He is writing by permission these things the Holy Spirit has given him about this situation. Without marital sexual relations, Satan does seem to rev up the temptation to adultery. It was your wife that left you. Now he goes on to write, at the same time, I thought, because I wasn't at fault for our marriage breaking down, and she left me, that it was okay to look for another wife. I prayed for God's will first and foremost. And if it was to be that someone would come into my life. So he's made this a matter of prayer at this point, okay? I met my wife, and he gave her name, and got married after 5 years of dating. My question to you is, I want to know what your advice is from a biblical point of view. Does the fact that our marriage was never consummated mean anything in God's eyes? That is his first marriage. Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 24, verses 1 through 4 states the following. When a man hath taken a wife and married her, and it come to pass that she find no favor in his eyes, because he hath found some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorce and give it in her hand and send her out of his house. And when she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. And if the latter husband hate her, and write her a bill of divorcement, and gives it in her hand, and sendeth her out of his house, or if the latter husband die, which took her to be his wife, her former husband, that is the first one, which sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife. After that, she is defiled, for that is abomination before the Lord. And thou shalt not cause the land to sin, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. Now, I would say that some may consider that she did not want sexual union when he may have felt that it is an uncleanness. When you divorce, then she could come back, particularly once you married another person, it was too late. So was it sin? Was it the sin of adultery that marrying another person after you divorce. Now, it would seem so. But I know it is against God's will for you to ever go back to her. God also forgives. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. Adulterers, even the homosexuals, the fornicators, and on down the line, he really forgives a wicked group. You come under the blood of Christ because where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. So it's much, much the same that, yes, you are forgiven. But Satan wants to keep you feeling guilt in order to keep you in line, effective, and seem as if you are not forgiven. That is from Satan, not God. Satan wants you to feel unforgiven. God has given you 3 children, and you and your present wife are one flesh, which means the first wife, who never was, cannot come back. Your solemn responsibility now is to love your present wife till death do you part, regardless if there are problems. Those children also need to be reared in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. You need to read the Bible and teach the doctrine to your children. And by your instruction and example, how they are to love their future spouses and to keep loving them regardless. Now he goes on to say, it's something that eats away at me every day. And I'd love to know once and for all where I truly stand before a holy God. My answer, it seems to me you have confessed whatever of the past, and you simply need to accept the fact God forgives. When you come to him in repentance and faith, which clearly this letter reveals, you tried to save that marriage, and your wife insisted on it, and it was the law that granted divorce when you didn't want it. It was over your authority, but then it was sealed. So, God forgives. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 states, so don't allow the devil to rob you of that joy. Remember, Nehemiah 8:10 was written for people who were coming in repentance who had sinned grievously against God. As one reads that 8th chapter, you find the people began to mourn. And they were told, eat the fat, drink the sweet. Although the law that was read that day, I mean, these priests stood up there on a pulpit and read to them a good 4 or 5 hours that day from the Word of God. And when they just sat there and listened, they realized, man, we have sinned grievously. They are weak. They knew they didn't deserve anything. But then they're told, eat the fat, drink the sweet, because you're forgiven is what it comes down to. It seemed to condemn and reveal their past sin when they read from it, the law there, those men, and they even gave the how it was to be read. Now, as they read it, they really gave the thought behind it. Everything was there as you read and you find that out. But they are basically being instructed that as the juice of the grape is pure and reminds us of the blood of Jesus shed for our sins, and all the fat represents his broken body in our behalf. When we repent to him, then be sure that you accept his forgiveness, because his word says he forgives you. He told us to forgive 70 times 7. So, my friend, if he tells you to forgive, being Christ-like is forgiven. You'll never forgive anybody more than Christ has forgiven you. Nor will anybody forgive us more than Christ has forgiven them. He paid for all sin. So, accept his forgiveness. He gives, from that point on, the strength to go on. So live holy and acceptable unto him, as Romans 12, 1 and 2 tells you. And you just keep going for the Lord, realizing the devil is attacking, not the Lord, when he's already forgiven you. Now he answers, I appreciate you are a very busy man, and you feel you'd rather not comment. That's fine. I thought this is worth a try. Thank you for listening. I wrote back, thank you for listening to us on Sermon Audio website. We also have an app that we can be heard on your smartphone. You can go to your appropriate app store and type in the letters WTYG. That is our 24/7 radio station that has much preaching and godly music throughout the day, every day. It can be heard on your phone and everywhere in the world. Let me insert here before I finish the letter. I was in Israel and listened to our radio station on my iPhone in Israel when I was doing a tour over there. We also have live stream of our services from our website at www.centralbaptistocala.org. Okay, so that's centralbaptistocala.org. And you can watch our services live stream. We've gotten one of those sidebars, you know, we have YouTube, we have Facebook, and usually those are two of the better ones to listen to us on, but get on there. I finish with saying, I pray this is the spiritual help that you need. And I signed it, Andy Bloom, Psalms 119, 105. And so this man from Europe has gone through some hard times, and I know we can sit back and be critical, but why be critical? Why be critical? So again, these are just things that we're seeing now that come through, and I was able to answer this gentleman, went through this terrible, terrible time in his life. And, you know, I do feel bad about it.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will